Good morning. It's Monday, the 24th of November. I'm Sasha Keir with today's headlines. There's been progress on a peace plan for Ukraine. US and Ukrainian representatives have negotiated a revised accord following talks in Geneva. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says he's confident a final agreement could be reached by the end of the week. Luxembourg's Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel has warned against imposing a peace deal on Ukraine without Kyiv's agreement. Speaking to RTL at the weekend, he said international borders cannot be changed by force and criticised what he called America's tendency to negotiate while leaving Europe to foot the bill. Belgium faces 3 days of widespread industrial action. Today, only half of all trains are running. Tomorrow, civil servants and municipal workers will walk out, affecting schools, hospitals and public transport. On Wednesday, a private sector employees join the general strike. No flights will operate from Brussels Zaventem or Charleroi airports. Trade unions are protesting government plans to cut spending by 10 billion euros over 5 years. In Luxembourg, voters in Appeldange-sur-Zur have backed continuing merger talks with neighbouring municipalities. Just under 59% voted in favour of the potential Nordstadt merger yesterday after a tied vote in the municipal council with 4 votes in favour, 4 against and 1 abstention. In Brussels, EU foreign ministers meet today to discuss trade tensions with the United States. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick is attending. And moving to sports and in football, Arsenal thrashed Tottenham 4-1 in the North London derby, whilst AC Milan beat Inter 1-0 in the Milan derby. In Sunday's matches in the German Bundesliga, Leipzig won 2-0 against Bremen and St Pauli lost 0-1 to Union Berlin. We'll have more on these stories at 7, and you can also check out rtltoday.lu for all the latest news and updates. It's cold but slightly warmer today. However, the winter chill will continue under thick cloud cover. Expect sleet, rain and perhaps even snow. Temperature-wise, it will be above yesterday's sub-zero conditions to 1 to 3 degrees, reaching a peak of 3 to 5 degrees in the afternoon.